USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden spending part of his Wednesday assessing the damage at a tornado-ravaged neighborhood in Mayfield, Kentucky. Biden saying the federal government will continue to do everything possible to help Kentucky. Meanwhile, Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says stories of tornado survivors in Kentucky are harrowing.
But in recent days, we also heard about the generosity, the hard work, and the hope that are helping our state recover.
McConnell speaking on the Senate floor. Consumers are spending at a slower rate as retail sales in November rose slightly. Sales at U.S. retail stores, online sellers, and restaurants rose by just 0.3% in November from the previous month. It appears Amazon is once again having a big server outage. It has taken down Twitch and possibly other streaming platforms. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
Republican politicians claim critical race theory in schools is teaching kids that American is inherently racist and people get certain advantages based on the color of their skin. And Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis explains how the state's new Stop Woke Act will address critical race theory in Florida schools.
It will put into statute the Department of Education's prohibition on CRT in K through 12 schools. No taxpayer dollars should be used to teach our kids to hate our country or to hate each other.
Russian President Vladimir Putin confirms that he'll be at the upcoming Winter Olympic Games in China, even as other nations are staging a diplomatic boycott. The Olympics are taking place in Beijing, but China's human rights record is leading many countries to say they won't send top officials to the games. This is USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Right now, I got to straighten out this closet. One side.
Classic Radio Theater.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. Well, here I am.
Yikes! Oh, George, we've got company.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater, on this radio station or online anywhere podcasts are served by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The Senate is preparing to vote on the National Defense Authorization Act to fund the military before they head home for the holiday break. But Alabama Republican Senator Tommy Tuberville criticizes Democrats for wanting to spend more on moving the USA to a greener economy than the military on Fox Business.
When you're spending billions of dollars on climate change, you're spending billions of dollars on EV cars and plug-ins and billions of dollars on more IRS agents. Maria, we don't have the money. We have overspent. We continue to overspend. They just jumped the debt limit up $2.5 trillion. I promise you, it's not going to go to the military.
The budget for the 2022 fiscal year includes a 5% increase for the Pentagon with an additional $10 billion increase in non-NDAA defense spending. A very confident President Biden is speaking about the 2022 midterm elections.
President Joe Biden spoke at the Democratic National Committee holiday party on Tuesday night and expressed optimism that his party will prevail in next year's midterm elections. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi also spoke at the event and called Biden, quote, the perfect president. Many political analysts expect Republicans to roll up victories in House elections next November. In the USA Radio Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.